This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, the best way to start your day every day is with your relationship with God, because your life was made for relationship with God. Your life will never work right when you try to live it out on your own without God. What a foolish choice to make, to live life on your own power, not relying on God. God wants to help you to make your life all that He designed it to be, because that's what brings Him honor and glory. It reveals Him in this world. And so each day you should start your day with, "Good morning, Lord." And then as you get into your day, make it a conversation with God. Begin your day by opening the Bible, listening to God, and as He speaks to you through His Word, respond to Him. Pray back to Him about what He's saying to you, and learn to have an interactive relationship with the Lord. We're talking all this week about the theme of prayer, and I want to go back again to the same passage we looked at yesterday here in Colossians chapter 4, where Paul is writing about prayer. And listen to what he says once again. "Devote yourselves to prayer." And that's what we looked at yesterday, the idea that prayer is really our life breath as Christians. "Keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of God, for which also I have been imprisoned, in order that I may make it clear in the way that I ought to speak." Paul really wants God to guide him as he shares Christ with people around him. Well, devote yourselves to prayer. And not only is prayer so essential to us as Christians, but he gives us an insight into how we should pray. And that is that we should pray intently. Devote yourselves to prayer, God tells us. Give constant attention to your prayer life. Keep on making prayer an important thing in your life. In fact, make it a non-stop part of your life. Be busily engaged in it. Always be thinking about talking to God about the issues of your life. Don't think that you have to stop and have a big special prayer time in a quiet place on your knees in order to talk to God, but rather throughout your day, constantly be speaking to Him. Don't just make it this occasional detour in your life when you're in a crisis to pray, but make it something you do all the time. Pray when you wake up in the morning. Pray when you get on a train full of people. Say, "Lord, let me shine for you from here." When you get into your office, talk to the Lord. Say, "Lord, I'm yours in this office. Use me today. Speak through me to someone today. Encourage them. Reveal yourself to them a little bit more through me." Or, "Lord, I'm being pressured by my boss. Help me have a peaceful character for you today." When you're talking to someone and you have a chance to speak about the Lord with them and you don't know what to say, pray, "Lord, put your thoughts in my mind, your words in my mouth. What are you doing in this person's life, and how can I do it with you? Give me the wisdom, the courage to speak out for you. God, I'm yours. Use me today." Be devoted to prayer. Make it a part of your whole day. You know, sometimes we start to lose heart in prayer, lose our motivation, because we haven't seen answers to our prayers as fast as we want. But don't give up. Keep on being devoted to prayer. One of the translations translates this verse, "Persevere in prayer." Keep at it, and you'll see God at work in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.